在美国国会内举办的纪念法轮功425和平上访20周年活动中，美国国际宗教自由委员会委员鲍尔呼吁川普政府制裁那些侵犯信仰自由的中共官员和部门。
And in our first annual report, the commission took note of the Falun Gong's April 25th, 1999 appeal, in which practitioners simply asked the Chinese government to let you alone. But of course, that's the one thing a totalitarian, oppressive government cannot do.
成立于1998年的美国国际宗教自由委员会隶属联邦政府，每年发表报告监督各国宗教信仰自由状况，并向国务院、白宫和国会提出政策建议。过去20年，他们始终高度关切中共对法轮功的迫害，并一直建议国务院把中国列为严重践踏宗教信仰自由特别关注国。
We call on the U.S. government to specifically sanction Chinese officials and agencies.Known to be responsible for religious freedom violations.
鲍尔先生认为，美国当年给予中共永久贸易最惠国待遇是个错误。目前，美中贸易谈判还在进行。国际宗教自由委员会也建议川普政府把人权和信仰自由问题纳入谈判当中。
I'm going to have an opportunity to see President Trump next week on some other matters, and I can assure you this is one of the things.That I will bring up.
共产主义受难者基金会主任贝塞特表示，中共对法轮功的迫害是从毛时代以来最残酷的一场政治运动。虽然早已知道中共一直在活摘法轮功学员器官，但看到追查国际播放的调查现场录像，他依然感到十分震惊。
This complete extermination has even extended to carving up Falun Gong practitioners and selling their organs. One of the most heinous.And disgusting acts any political party has committed in human history.
看到中国民众日益觉醒，已有超过3亿1100万人在退党网站声明三退，贝塞特感到非常欣慰。
That is more people than there are Americans. That made me smile. That made me smile a lot.
多位美国国会议员也致信声援本次活动，呼吁停止迫害。新唐人记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
首先带您关注震惊中外的425法轮功万人和平上访事件，至今已有20个年头。为了纪念这一具有历史意义的日子，4月20号晚，湾区部分法轮功学员在市中心联合广场举行了烛光悼念活动。来看报道。
Here in Union Square, Falun Dafa practitioners from around the Bay Area have gathered for a candlelight vigil to commemorate April 25th.
April 25th.Is a very special day for Falun Gong practitioners around the world. It's the day that Falun Gong practitioners peacefully protested to the Chinese government at the leadership compound in Beijing at Zhongnanhai.
1999年4月25日，上万名法轮功学员和平上访，被海外主流媒体广泛报道。事件得以和平解决，被称为铸就人类道德丰碑的典范。
To me, 425 is really important because.It shows the possibility of humanity. It shows the way forward for people to redress grievance in a peaceful, non-violent, and compassionate way.
但不久，中共发动了对法轮功残酷的迫害。据明慧网报道，已有4296名法轮功学员正式被迫害致死。当天，还有不少民众还在现场学练法轮功。
As soon as I hit the square.I just felt this very powerful, peaceful, blissful, joyful energy, and very strong.
每天到联合广场散步的 John Connolly 说，当晚的联合广场与往日不同，从法轮功学员身上散发出来的祥和的能量立刻感染了他。
Peaceful, it's what I think the whole world is craving. Truly, what's going on here?Well, when one meditates, is what everyone is actually craving, but they don't know how to get there.
Peacefully having the freedom to believe. And if you actually believe these things, you would never do anything that's violent because it goes against your beliefs.
随着夜幕的降临，寒风中，湾区法轮功学员手举烛光，坚守内心的宁静与祥和，悼念被迫害致死的同修，呼唤正义与良知，共同制止迫害。
Very important to get the word out, especially when it comes to human rights and I mean, it's not a privilege. It's a right. I mean, it's something that just cannot be. In 2019, I think it's shocking the most that people even talking about it, that it's still issues. But it's a real issue, everything I've learned about what's going on, and it's about as severe as it gets.
周三晚，部分湾区法轮功学员还将在旧金山宗灵馆前举行烛光夜祷活动。新唐记者古信月、吴爱莲、于伟，旧金山采访报道。
上万名中国法轮功学员在1999年4月25日到国务院信访办和平上访。这起事件日后被中共刻意扭曲，成为迫害法轮功的借口。加拿大各地学员在425前后透过各项声援活动证明中共迫害法轮功的暴行并未停止，呼吁世人秉持良善。
今天我们在这里纪念425道德勇气的同时，谴责中共对法轮功灭绝人性的迫害，呼吁国际社会解体中共，帮助制止迫害，并将迫害法轮功的罪犯绳之以法。
It's an honor to stand with you today, and I hope that the representatives of the government of China, who we know are probably monitoring the words that are spoken here today, send the message back to the government, to the communist government in China, to respect liberty, freedom, human rights, and the rule of law.
Biggest importance is for those, your brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, or Falun Dafa in China, that they know they are not alone. Truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, we go forward. And I hope that very soon, when we gather, we will gather to celebrate the victory.
上亿中国法轮功学员遭受中共非法迫害长达20年，堪称当今世上最大的人权冤案。法轮功虽在中国历经风霜酷寒，但却在全球广传生根，不仅让世界各民族身心受益，也让人们重新回归真善忍的传统价值，吸引不少青年学子学练。
我感觉法轮功的五套功法练完之后，身体感觉很轻松，身轻如燕的那种感觉。
我跟自闭症小孩一起工作，他们有时候出现很多就是行为的时候，我怎么样能够做到不动心，然后很平和的跟他们相处。那每天看书然后学习转法轮都是非常有好处的，能够帮助我平静自己的内心。
In Taiwan, there is no persecution of the government, and even politicians are very supportive of Falun Dafa, and people know about it, and you can openly participate in many activities, including outdoor exercise, and you have freedom to practice, but in China it's completely different.
现在全世界已经有100多个国家都可以自由的修炼，只有中国大陆还是迫害这么严重。我想让更多的人知道就这件事情，并且能够呼吁就是停止这场迫害。
新唐人加拿大记者站报道。
4月20日，数百名多伦多法轮功学员冒雨在加拿大安省议会大厦前集会，纪念425万人和平上访20周年。几位加拿大政要也赶来现场支持。加拿大国会议员 Kent 是国会法轮功之友组织主席，他说，尽管中共破坏法轮功已持续了20年，法轮功学员仍在争取信仰真善忍的自由。
It's an honor to stand with you today, and I hope that the representatives of the government of China, who we know are probably monitoring the words that are spoken here today, send the message back to the government, to the communist government in China, to respect liberty, freedom, human rights, and the rule of law.
在横幅坚守正信的辉煌面前站着的是数十位当年上访的亲历者。加拿大前参议员 Dinino 对着他们说，你们是见证人，欢迎你们来到自由的加拿大。
The world needs the Falun Dafa. I applaud you for continuing to stand up. Obviously, and with much respect on my part, in a manner which is non-violent, a peaceful demonstration of demand for our rights and freedoms.
加拿大前国会议员 Leeson 在演讲中说，在中欧和东欧，共产政权都垮台了。
The biggest importance is for those your brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, or Falun Dafa in China, that they know they are not alone. Truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, we go forward, and I hope that very soon.When we gather, we will gather to celebrate the victory.
新唐人多伦多记者站报道。